The Seattle mayor's office has released a report detailing the potential economic impacts of coal exports on the city. The report looked at how an increase in coal train traffic through the city would affect property values, roads, traffic, and local businesses. KUOW's Ashley Ahern reports for EarthFix.
Up to 18 trains per day could move through the city of Seattle to a terminal proposed to be built near Bellingham. That, the report says, could lower property values along the rail lines by 5 to 15%. It would also delay traffic at railroad crossings, costing drivers and businesses up to $455,000 in wait time and commuting costs each year. The report suggested that train traffic would hurt local businesses because of noise and vibrations. Seattle Mayor Mike McGinn.
I think the report outlines a set of very serious economic concerns without even getting into environmental and health impacts or as well as greenhouse gas emissions, which was beyond the scope of their study.
On the plus side, the company that would build and operate the terminal anticipates spending $28 million on permitting, engineering, legal, and public relations work. Much of that would be based in Seattle. SSA Marine would also hire 12 Seattle-based employees. BNSF Railway, the company that would run the trains to and from the terminal, said it does not anticipate an increase in its Seattle-based workforce. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.